The best efforts of the President of the Republic and the Ministers of State will be brought to naught if you in this room do not perform creditably. The people of Ghana will see and feel and know the change they voted for has truly arrived, if and when their chief executive delivers on the promises of government. It starts, of course, with the attitude you adopt towards people. You can easily get caught up in the honorable and excellency game and begin to think the change has indeed come because you're now being called honorable or excellency, or because you're now riding in an eye-catching vehicle and you're living in the most imposing house in town. Chief executives, change will be measured in better sanitation and a more wholesome environment. People will know there's change when the quality of local schools improve. They will know there's change when there are jobs for young people. And they'll know there's change when officials come to work on time. The people in your districts, municipalities, and metropolises are not looking for a different set of people from the last set to lord it over them. They're not looking for a new set of people to jump the red lights and traffic queues instead of working to find solutions to the traffic jams for all of us. People will know there's been no change if a 3-unit classroom block is still built at exorbitant cost to the state, and if contractors are not being paid on time and businesses are suffering. Above all, people know there has been change when their chief executives are seen to be implementing the promises in the NPP manifesto. They will know change has come when you treat them with courtesy and humility as their servant. They will know change has come when the gallant same menace has been defeated in your locality. The Constitution spells out clearly the process through which we would decentralize governance to the local level. Almost 25 years later, this remains very much work in progress. The instinct of the average person is still to look toward Accra for things that fall within the jurisdiction of the local authority. I'm expecting that you'll be part of the team that finally brings decentralization to fruition.